The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes Show.
Today's show is brought to you by the Brothers Karamazov.
Not the book, the actual brothers themselves.
They love Eric and wanted to support him, so they decided to sponsor the show.
Is that not amazing?
And Dostoevsky doesn't know a thing about it.
And he invented them.
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
That is insane what Todd just said. I love it because I love the insane. I celebrate the insane.
It's insane.
That's beautiful. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to the great Sebastian Gorka. Wow. He really is a heroic figure, and I love talking to him. But he'll be in the studio here with us to talk about his book.
He's bringing his accent.
Yeah, he brings his accent and his goatee, without which he would hardly be himself. I don't always bring my goatee. It's something that I will strap on if I feel I need it. But it's just, it's cumbersome. Yes. And I prefer the clean-shaven look.
It works for you.
Right. And as you can see, I've affixed my horsehair wig with a special wig adhesive because sometimes it comes up.
You could play for the Yankees. Of course, that would be next year. But Sebastian Gorka could not because he'd have to shave.
Right. Oh, speaking about the Yankees, they're out of it, folks. They're out of it. It's kind of funny. But you know what? If you're going to get beat, it's better to get beat badly as far as I'm concerned. The Red Sox, you know, basically said it's like, what, you know, may the better team win. The Red Sox this year was a better team. And I have to say that they won 108 games in the season and they gave the Yankees the spanking they deserved. Ouch. Yes. In the house of Babe Ruth, the house that Ruth built. Yep. It was really shameful. But anyway, it's just so funny because people in New York, they act like the Yankees are, you know, it's kind of like the Dallas Cowboys, like it's America's team. No, it's not actually. It's just New York's team. In fact, it's just the Bronx team. But whatever.
Okay, let's go on to happier things.
Let's go on to happier things. So in a few minutes, we have Sebastian Gorka. And you know what I should mention? Albin, I have a book coming out.
You do? Another one?
It's called Donald Drains the Swamp. It's a little bit shorter than Bonhoeffer, and it's a little bit more colorful and easy to read than Bonhoeffer.
I did like the sketches in Bonhoeffer, however. They were
sweet. Yeah, but Bonhoeffer Bonhoeffer was an actual true story. Donald Drains the Swamp is simply based on a true story. And it's about a caveman named Donald who really does this drain the swamp thing. And it's funny. If you look at the pages, you'll recognize some characters. I'm not going to say who they are, but when you look in here, there's a senatorial figure with half glasses who cries. I'm not going to say who that is. There's a turtle-like character. There's a former Democratic nominee who would have been the first a dinosaur president. She would have broken that dinosaur glass ceiling. There's a lot of figures in here you might recognize, but kids won't recognize them. Kids will just think it's a fun book if you buy it for your kids. But I wanted to say that the book is coming out officially next week, but people are already buying it because obviously if you buy it today, you'll get it when it comes out, which is Monday or Tuesday, whatever. And we're doing a lot of events. I'm doing a lot of radio. I'm going to be on Dennis Prager today.
Oh.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. Dennis Prager. But Sebastian Gorka, I think, is the guest host. But it doesn't matter. I'll be on Prager. I'm going to be on Hugh Hewitt. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. But this morning, I had to get up early because I was on the Blaze radio. The Blaze, of course, is Glenn Beck's empire. And people don't know that he had an empire. He has an empire. And he is now actually officially an emperor.
Oh.
Yeah. He carries a scepter and an orb. An imperial orb.
Wow.
He's the emperor of theblaze.com.
And fortunately wears clothes, so.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. And so anyway, I was on the radio this morning with Doc Thompson. He's got a radio program, but he's also on TV.
Oh, yeah.
So if you watch.
Funny guy, Doc Thompson.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you watch that, you've already seen me talking about Donald drains the swamp. But I'm excited. You know, every time as an author that a book comes out, I just get excited to see how people are going to receive it. Mike Lindell of MyPillow is creating pillows based on this book. I'm not kidding. Not the pillows you sleep something. On, but these are like, what do they call them? The take everywhere pillow or the take it anywhere pillow.
Oh, sure. Like airplane. You take them on the plane.
I don't know. He's got, but
it's
creating.
Perfect because it's like you could read it as a bedtime story and you got the pillow right there to go, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it'll probably be more like a couch accent pillow or something like that. Oh. But he's creating a Donald Drains the Swamp pillow. That's Mike Lindell of MyPillow. By the way, good time for me to mention that one of the sponsors on this program is MyPillow. Mm. And if you'd like to get MyPillow with a big discount, you put in the code Eric or Metaxas. If you don't put in Eric or Metaxas, I don't think you're going to get the discount. So if I were you, I'd put in the code Eric or Metaxas, either one, I think. But you, if you want the big discount, you got to put that in. But I'm excited that Mike Lindell, you know, he has supported this president, and all of his pillows are made in the U.S. of A. Mm-hmm. And he's, of course, based in Minnesota. But he is the ultimate American success story. It is so incredible what God has done in this man's life. His life was a mess, absolute mess. And he is just – it's amazing. So I just think it's wonderful that he's creating a pillow with the Donald character, the caveman character, on the pillow. That's you know, it's going to take some time before we can get those manufactured, but it won't take too much time. But the book Donald Drains the Swamp is based on a true story, and people who read it will recognize, like, oh yeah, this sounds very familiar. And at the end, the Donald caveman figure, he does a George Washington type thing where he eschews being the new king, and he says, no, you don't want a king. You're a free people now. When a free people don't have a king, a free people, you are the government. You tell your leaders what to do. And they say, oh, you mean like a president? And he goes, yeah. And if that's what you're looking for, I'm your caveman.
And what's really amazing, this is 5,000 years before George Washington.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
And the cave drawings are by Tim Raglan, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because he's alive now. So anyway, Donald Drains the Swamp is coming out. I want to mention folks, that we are doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Some of you know, you've heard me talk about this, but it's like our friend Sebastian Gorka says, you know, the title of his book, we'll talk about that in a minute. It's called Why We Fight. We've got to fight. And I think the other side, the enemies of religious liberty, are fighting really hard because they think they're fighting against bigotry. Now, I'm here to tell you that they're not fighting against bigotry, but they think they are. And so they fight really, really hard, and they're damaging our government, basically. And so you've got to fight back. And so when I think, for example, we talked to our friend who was the fire chief of Atlanta. He lost his job. People attacked him, and he lost his job. Why? Because he dared to publish a small book that mentions, this was for his men's Bible study, that mentions a biblical view of sexuality. People said, oh, that's bigoted. And he got fired from his job as the fire chief of the city of Atlanta. And the Alliance Defending Freedom defends men like that. Actually, we have a clip from Kelvin Cochran. Here is the Atlanta fire chief who lost his job talking about it. Here it is.
I would gladly lay down my life in service to save another life because that's what firefighters do. The one thing we should not have to sacrifice is our God-given freedoms, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. These freedoms, for which so many in our nation have sacrificed, suffered, and died, we shouldn't be forced to surrender.
Isn't it incredible? I mean, I have met him a number of times. He's such a noble figure. Oh, he has such dignity.
Yeah,
so the fact that he got fired, I want to tell you, folks, this is lunacy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man of tremendous dignity, integrity. And by the way, he was doing a great job for a long time. He won all kinds of awards. He got some presidential award. I mean, that's who he is.
Yeah,
He was fired for daring to write something that offended a gay activist in the city of Atlanta who decided to come after him. And people typically buckle because they say, I don't want to be considered a bigot. I guess I better fire this man, you know, to protect my rear end. So he gets fired and the Alliance Defending Freedom steps up to defend him. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom does it for free. Mm-hmm. They have argued in front of the Supreme Court. They're a very big deal, but they need our help. And so I'm saying to you folks, if you care about religious liberty, you care about these things, you have to fight. You got to go to the voting booth. You got to vote, and you got to help by giving to these organizations. So we're asking you to give to Lions Defending Freedom. Our website is MetaxasTalk.com. If you go there, you'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. Please give. Everything you give is doubled, by the way. It is doubled because we have a matching grant. Now's the time to give. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from BestHotGrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can hear it in my voice. I'm very excited because I have in the studio, finally in the studio, our friend Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian, welcome.
It's great to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And not only do I have you in the studio, but something I've waited for a long time. I said, when is this guy going to write a book? Today is the day. I'm holding it in my hand. Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies by Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian, congratulations.
Thank you. I can't keep up with you. I think Regnery downloads books from your head, but I'm trying.
My Regnery book, as you know, it's like a children's book. It's a humor book. It doesn't count. This is a big book. I mean, this is a real book. An
culture
adult book.
Counts, my friend.
Well, this is called Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You have carved out a place for yourself. You are a real fighter. And I think we've talked about this on the radio program. Because my parents grew up under communism in Europe, your parents did, you know what it is. You do not buy into the mushy American, well, who are we to judge? You know evil when you see it, and you know that you must fight evil. And that's what this book is about, as far as I can tell. But I want to hear in your words, when you say why we fight defeating America's enemies with no apologies, who, for example, who are America's enemies when you say that? What do you mean?
Well, the book is a combination of two things. Number one, it's a strategic analysis of all the threats that are external. So I go through everybody, jihadis, China, Russia, you name it, what they wish to achieve, how they wish to destroy us, and what it's going to take for Donald Trump, for our military, for intelligence services to negate that threat. But the second part, there are four vignettes in the story. So it's not dry national security. I talk about American heroes, and there are four great American heroes that I write about. Number one is the man who led our first counterterrorism raid against jihadis 200 years ago, Stephen Decatur, the youngest captain in the U.S. Navy ever to date.
And this was under Jefferson?
Yes, this was under Jefferson had enough of our ships, our sailors being taken hostage by the jihadis of North Africa, the Barbary Pirates. So he deployed this man, and he took a covert mission of 20 Marines to recapture the USS Philadelphia that had been taken by the Barbary Pirates as booty, that we are so powerful. And he...
The fact that we don't know this, Sebastian, this is why I'm so thrilled you wrote this book, because it's part of my mission in life is to find these things that, not that we should know, we must know. Every
yes.
American should know this story.
Right.
This is our history,
right.
And you are putting it on the printed page. So now a generation of Americans can discover this, because I did not know that part of the story.
Yeah, so Stephen Decatur is the first one that I want to reintroduce to America. Then I go through to the Korean War, an amazing Marine Corps legend called Chesty Puller, who turned around. He was a Korea War hero, then turned around the war in the Pacific on Guadalcanal, almost single-handedly, a legend in the Marine Corps. When they shout the cadences today, they shout about, do one for Chesty Puller, do 20 for Chesty. So this is a guy who is, we need to know about him. Then I talk about a Vietnam War veteran who most people probably haven't heard of, a naval aviator captured. You have to read this chapter. This will speak to you directly. A man of faith captured in Vietnam, spent 6.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton, never lost his faith in God, actually found the true meaning of who Jesus is in his suffering in that prison camp, ministered to his fellow prisoners, never gave up on America, and afterwards was released eventually and was reinstalled in the U.S. Navy, became a commander of a naval ship. It's an amazing story.
And what is his name?
McDaniel, Eugene Red McDaniel.
Unbelievable.
And then lastly, an individual who most people, I think, who are under the age of 30 never heard of, sadly, and that's Whittaker Chambers.
Yeah.
And my argument is the following. You don't need to wear a uniform and carry a gun to be a hero. Whittaker Chambers never did. And man, is he a hero? He is the importance. I had no idea what was going to happen in the last month, but Whittaker Chambers was the man who was Kavanaugh before Kavanaugh was born.
Right.
We are, some people are shocked at what the Democrats did to this godly man,
yeah.
Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And I want to tell them, they did it. 70 years ago,
yeah.
They did it not just to Clarence Thomas, they did it to Whittaker Chambers in the first televised congressional testimony. A man stood up for the truth. This is a man who had been a communist and said, I know who the agents are inside the U.S. government working for Moscow because I was their courier. And I'll tell you who they are. And one of them is Alger Hiss, a darling of the Democrats, a darling of the establishment.
Is it not amazing that this, You're exactly right in that if you're old enough, and we're old enough to
remember. Or if you read history.
Right. You just see that there is nothing new under the sun. I remember the same kind of flavor of bitterness when Reagan was president. I remember being in Europe, with my backpack and left-wing Brits saying something about Ronnie Reagan. And it was the same feeling of hatred about American greatness. And really, of course, it's a misunderstanding, but it turns into this hatred.
Yes.
And you go all the way back to Alger Hiss and Whitaker Chambers, and it goes before that. I mean, Buckley, in his book, of course, Whitaker Chambers was his hero and his friend. But Buckley, in his book, God and Man at Yale, which is written about the Yale of the late 40s.
Yes.
In the late 40s, identifies all of these things were already deeply entrenched in academia, in places like Yale. And so this is just more of the same. It's the same evil enemy.
Think about what – just for a moment, those who think that what happened to Kavanaugh is new and shocking. Whitaker Chambers, who stood up for the truth, a man of faith, what did they do to him when he said Alger Hiss is a communist and is an agent of Moscow? They accused this man of being a homosexual, a drunk, an alcoholic. They accused him of killing or being responsible for the death of his brother. None of it. None of it. Not a scintilla was true, and he never gave up, and he wrote that incredible book, Witness. So Kavanaugh, guys, it's not the first time, and it won't be the last.
Right. It's a real battle, and I think that the reason I get so excited about your book and about your personality is that the title of the book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. By the way, I'm pretty sure this is going to go to number one because it's the book we need. You haven't come out with a book. So many people love you. But the attitude of understanding that we must fight, that you cannot have all of the blessings we have in this great country unless you're willing to defend it.
Right.
And you're not willing to defend it unless you appreciate what it is. And there's so many Americans who actually think, well, this is just something that it's no big deal. It's not. You think, no. This is so rare in history to have these kinds of freedoms and this kind of wealth, an entire nation where everybody can have a TV and on and on and on. This is absolutely historically a blip. Most places in the world cannot dream of the freedom that we have in this country, and you've got to be willing to fight. And there's so many Americans that they have to be rallied. They have to understand that what we have is a blessing. If you take it for granted, it will go away.
Why do our founding documents, think of the Declaration of Independence, why did the founders use language such as, we will pledge what? We will pledge our treasure, our lives, and what's the last part of that sentence?
Oh.
Our sacred honor.
Can you imagine that they're using words like honor? Who talks
right
about honor today? It doesn't exist in public schools. Imagine them talking. This is schools paid for with taxpayer dollars. Imagine them talking about this issue that's central to our founding documents, honor. They never discuss it.
But what did Donald Trump do in the White House 3 days ago? I mean, this is where we're finally clawing back where we should be. He stood up, and in front of the world, in front of this man and his wife and his mother and his daughters, he said, you are an innocent man. That's resetting the balance.
It's so delicious that I find it. It rises to the level of hilarity, that it's so wonderful that I can't help but laugh, that it takes a man like Donald Trump to come outside of everything,
right?
He belongs to nobody.
Why he's dangerous to the establishment.
That, of course. And he comes in and he says things that you would hope and pray someone like a George W. Bush would have said.
Right.
Or whatever. But you realize that none of those more establishment figures had the craziness, the chutzpah, to go as far as Trump goes, to be willing to say the things that everyone says, you can't say that.
Right.
You can't say. It's kind of like when Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. The State Department said, whatever you do, you must not say that.
Removed it from his speech seven times.
And okay.
Seven
right?
times.
And so it's a kind of a prophetic truth that Reagan said, I will say this. Except with this president, it's if you're getting Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall every day.
Exactly.
It's unprecedented. And it's why he is so deeply despised by the very bitter, sour left. But, you know.
But can we just go a little bit metaphysical here for a second?
Yeah.
Why is he despised? because in his stance, whether it's in that speech about Kavanaugh and or everything else he does, he is saying evil exists and truth is objective. There, and for everybody else, that destroys their narrative.
There you go. When we come back, we're going to dig into that, the metaphysical side of Donald Trump. Stick around. We've got Sebastian Gorka in the room.
But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. If you follow my work, you know that one of the biggest outrages I reported on was the trial of abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
I helped expose the crimes the mainstream media tried to cover up.
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect abortion clinics.
When the producers of the Gosnell movie came to me for help, I jumped at the chance. I personally donated to make sure this film got made. The Gosnell movie opens October 12th. It's amazing.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this powerful story of good versus evil to the big screen.
Nothing that man did that protects women or children, and you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can and should bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family. You do not want to pass up this unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Folks, I'm sitting here just delighted on every level, not just the bumper music. I'm sitting here in the studio with the author of a new book, Why We Fight, Sebastian Gorka. Again, congratulations to you. This is so you've really got the this is the tip of the spear as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you really have in a way, you in your person have distilled where we are, your stance when you're on TV, which is almost every night, the things that you say, there are very few people who really seem to get it the way that you do. And forgive me, I'm not, I don't have you in here to butter you up, but I'm saying that I cheer because I feel very strongly that you are exactly dead on, that we must fight. And I said it earlier that because my folks come from Europe, war-torn Europe, communist Europe, they instilled in me, as your parents instilled in you, an appreciation of what we have in this country. And when you appreciate it and you see it being attacked the way it is attacked right now, you say, we must fight. And so you are giving strength to many people around the country to vote, to fight, to give money to things that they need to give it to. And I hope they all buy your book and get just galvanized, because we really must fight. There's no other alternative. If we don't fight, we will lose.
Thank you. Yes, it's really that simple. The revenge of common sense is what I call the Trump era. Let me tell you a story that kind of illustrates where I'm coming from. So I grew up in the UK to parents who escaped communism, the Hungarian Revolution, 1956. And every year my parents would take me to France on holiday. And there's a moment that I will never forget. My dad was an athlete. He loved to swim. And we were on the beach in France. And he comes out of the water. And I must have been about 6 or 7. And I'd never realized it before, but I looked at my father. And I saw these faint lines on his wrists, which clearly weren't wrinkles. And I just said to Dad, what's that? And he looked at me and he said, totally nonchalant, he said, that's where they hanged me backwards with my wrist tied together with wire from a pipe in the ceiling of the secret police headquarters in Budapest. Now, that informs your worldview, because when you see that, when you internalize that from your father, then you know evil exists. And you know that human beings perpetrate evil against other human beings. You don't have to go to a philosophy class. I'm 7 years old, and I know that postmodern multiculturalism is a lie, in that one sentence from my father. So this is what we have to regain, an understanding that evil walks the earth. And unfortunately, evil is here in America, and it's trying to disassemble and dismantle what the building blocks of a republic that is the greatest on God's earth, which was predicated on one key thing. We are all equal because we are made in the image of our Creator. And that's objective.
It's amazing to hear you say these things, because I know deep in my bones how true they are. And at the same time as I hear you say them, I know how absolutely wildly countercultural it is for someone to say such things. People really, if anything, are just now waking up to these things. What you just said about your father, this is not some distant ancestor.
No.
I say the same thing about my parents. My parents saw evil. They raised me to understand these kinds of things. I really do believe that most Americans have been so blessed in this country that we have forgotten that there are wolves at the door, that there is evil looking to tear away from us those things that God has given us to bless us. And by the way, God gave us all these things so we could bless others. It's
yes.
not just for us. We want right. the whole world to have the right. freedoms that we do. But to hear you talk about this, Sebastian, it's so absolutely refreshing and wonderful. Thank you.
Isn't it interesting, Eric, how the conservatives today are the counterculture?
Well,
I mean, think of, you know, Ben Shapiro is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting. Go back to the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
The idea that those who wish to protect tradition are now the cool kids.
Yeah.
I mean, what has happened to American
culture?
Well,
right? Look at Candace Owens. She is so frightening to the establishment.
Yes.
And it is delicious. It's absolutely delicious to see. Things are breaking apart. But as you know, these things don't go away without a fight. And so when you say why we fight, we really do have to fight. If we do not fight at this juncture, the other side is absolutely engaged and passionate about fighting against things like this monster, Brett Kavanaugh, this dangerous monster. And there are people, you understand, there are people convinced
yes.
he's a monster.
There are people in my family. I mean, this is the depth to which our culture has sunken. That look at the video of the protesters at the front door of the Supreme Court. It's you look up insanity in the Merriam-Webster's, and there's a photograph of people clawing at a bronze door.
Well, okay, you know what you've just done? You've just given me an image. When we think of George Washington, we think of sacred honor.
Yep.
Think of Martin Luther King. People would spit on him, and he had dignity. Look at these people shrieking and howling and clawing at doors and spitting. And you think, this is the antithesis of honor. This is the antithesis of dignity. This is what they have embraced. Folks, I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka in the studio in New York City. The new book, boy, is this going to rocket to the top of the charts. Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies by Sebastian Gorka. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. Yeah. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. Relieffactor.com.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. Our fundamental freedoms are under attack. But the good news is Alliance Defending Freedom is on the front lines providing free legal services. They're arguing some of the most critical cases in our courts today and protecting your freedom and the freedom of your children and grandchildren, but they can't do it without your help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com right now, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Your gift of $100 would help ADF defend your freedom and provide the necessary resources to fight these pivotal court battles. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. Or you can call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Guess what? I have Sebastian Gorka in the studio. He's physically huge on TV. You're tiny. You're tiny, but you're this big man. You said your father was an athlete. Obviously, you are the sort of person in life that you kind of inspire people, probably the way George Washington did in your size and whatever, but your attitude,
it's
Sebastian,
just the accent. It's,
and of course the accent and the beard, but you really are very inspiring. When I watch you on TV, I think there are very few people who have the fire that you do. But a little while ago, you said that there's a metaphysical element, and I want to go there because since you're a Christian, you understand this, that when we talk about evil, we're not talking about people we disagree with. We're
right.
Talking about something that's very real. It's hideous. In other words, it's not just we disagree on some things and whatever. It's hideous. It's something that wants to dismantle everything good and beautiful and true. And you said when this president talks as though there's such a thing as good and evil, the demons howl. People freak out because once you establish that there's good and evil,
Their existence is threatened, right?
Okay,
it's the spirits that are put into the swine herd, right? This is real. This happens. So let me give you two instances of for those who don't get it yet and who are maybe on the fence for November. Let me give you two clips of who Donald Trump is. And this is your next book. I've discussed it with Regnery. It is the metaphysical Trump. Okay, so they're waiting for the book proposal. So two things. Number one, when the president decided to finally move our embassy and recognize Jerusalem. Okay? This is from a cabinet member. I can't say who, but a cabinet member told me when the president finally made that decision, only three people in his cabinet supported him. Everybody else was petrified, told the president, don't do it, sir. There will be World War III. Every embassy in the world will be on fire. Don't do it. What did Donald Trump do? He said three things. He said, guys, I promise the American people that I'm going to recognize Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people. I promised our Israeli friends, our closest friends in the Middle East, the only democracy that functions in the region. Oh, and he closed it with this. And by the way, it's the right thing to do. That's Donald Trump.
Stunning.
So don't come to me with, oh, I don't like his tweets. Okay, if I hear that again, just put your head in a bucket. I'm not interested. Okay,
it's actually hilarious because it's so refreshing that it's shocking. I mean, when somebody does what he says, I mean, the fact that he makes all these promises and then he keeps the promises, you think, literally in my lifetime, I've never seen this.
On that issue, think about this. American presidents since Clinton, Bush included, had promised the Israelis for 23 years.
Yeah.
And what's the insanity? It's like a Monty Python skit. Every 6 months for the last 23 years, the incumbent president had to sign a waiver. Oh, we promised you, Israel. Sorry, we're not doing it this year. That's 46 waivers. It's like an SNL skit when SNL was funny.
Yeah.
This is the absurdity of it. And then Donald Trump says, sorry, now we're doing it. Second one. And please, if your listeners are not familiar, after the show, go online, download the transcript, or better yet, watch the video of the president's Warsaw speech.
Yeah.
He will be in office for another 6 years, but this is perhaps his most important speech. Because there is a moment in the penultimate paragraph. He is standing. We told the Polish government, we don't want the president downtown. We don't want him at some fancy government office. We want him standing next to the statue of the Warsaw Uprising. And they finally agreed. This is when the Poles came out of the sewers to kill the Nazi occupiers. And he gave a speech there when in the penultimate paragraph, and I'm paraphrasing, the text is in the book, Why We Fight. He says, the only question of the age is if the West has the will to defend the values upon which Judeo-Christian civilization is built. Who talks like that today?
Yeah, I'll tell you who talks like that. Winston Churchill spoke like that.
Right.
Reagan had moments of speaking like that. Maggie Thatcher, for sure, talked like that. It's absolutely mind-blowing, as we've both acknowledged, that this president somehow rises out of Queens, New York, out of the rough and tumble, in many ways, corrupt mess of doing business as a real estate developer in New York, He manages somehow to rise to this moment in history. It's really unprecedented. I mean, there is nothing in his past, I think, that would have indicated that he would rise to this moment. So it is absolutely fascinating on so many levels. But the idea of transcendence, what you were talking about, when you take a simple stand for dignity, honor, right, wrong, as you said, the left has... Today, this wouldn't have been true 40 or 50 years ago, but the left has gotten in bed with these ideas of utter relativism.
Yes.
We cannot call something evil. That is itself evil, as far
except
as they're concerned.
Those who politically disagree with us.
Well, right.
In that case, evil exists.
It's incredible. Hillary Clinton yesterday said that we cannot be civil because the other side is trying to destroy America, right?
Right.
And I thought to myself, this is hilarious. This is the irony is evil.
From the side, the political side of the aisle, where a volunteer for Bernie Sanders goes to a baseball field not far from my house in Virginia with a semi-automatic rifle and a handgun and a hit list of Republican congressmen to kill them all. So James Hodgkinson, why does the media not talk about the name James Hodgkinson? Because there's one side that has normalized violence in America, and it's the left.
Well, the thing is, Sebastian, and I will say this is why I'm so proud of you for writing this book and for the stand that you take.
Thank you.
Is that our side needs to fight far more than we do.
Yes.
In other words, people should have signs with that guy's face on it, and they should be staying in front of the Capitol building. And you know, when you think about what's going on with baby parts being sold by Planned Parenthood, our side really doesn't fight enough. We need to fight more, and that's why I'm just so happy that you've written this book, Why We Fight, because if we do not rise to this occasion, we will lose, and it would be a grand tragedy. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Sebastian Gorka about his brand new book, Why We Fight.
I'm so fearful. I feel like my world is about to come crashing down around me. I can't even get to sleep at night. This constant dread is wearing me down. I can't put my finger on it. Nothing's actually wrong. I'm just so unsettled. I don't know what to do.
I think you may be experiencing anxiety.
I just want it to stop. I want to feel normal.
When was the last time you can remember feeling calm?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Watching you for quite some time, trying to find a way of making you mine. Long before you started coming on strong with me, with the super charm that brought me down to see. Hey, did you know that you've been acting like a movie star?
Yeah, people have mentioned it to me, but you know. Hey, Albin, guess what?
What?
We just had Sebastian Gorka on the program.
He had to run.
I didn't announce. I didn't realize that was our last segment with him, but I love that guy.
Oh,
he has just got such an attitude. And he underscores what I've been saying a lot, particularly lately, that we have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we have to fight in every way with how we give our money. A lot of times, you know, people think like, well, I want to keep my powder dry. I don't want to. And I think, folks, this is it. I mean, this election coming up, we're fighting battles that if you lose them, it's a big, big, big setback.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose Congress, it's going to be really unpleasant. And I think we have seen there's something new going on in America where the left has taken such a hard left that it's not the party that it was 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, Bill Clinton was kind of a centrist.
Yeah.
And today we have Maxine Waters screaming that we should be in the faces of our leaders. We should be uncivil. Mm, Hillary Clinton said we should be uncivil. You're getting more and more and more of this. And I'm saying, folks, I'm warning you, this is like a civil war where when people who are leaders are calling for incivility,
right?
That I'm telling you,
you can't even go in public and eat or
listen
something.
Listen to me when I tell you that is a new development. It is ugly. And we need to send a message this election that's not going to be okay. That if you disagree, you better disagree in a civil way. My wife and I were walking down the street in the Upper East Side the other day, and there was a group of people saying, F the police, F the police. They didn't say F. They said the word loudly. Mm. And there's all these cops around them protecting them.
Right.
And I thought to myself, if I pulled out a gun to shoot the guy saying F the police, who would protect that guy? Who would stop me? The police. Yeah. I mean, it's so hilarious. These people are
effing police.
It's so unpleasant. So anyway, I just want to say you need to fight. And speaking of which, we're doing a campaign with Alliance Defending Freedom. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Every dollar you give is doubled. MetaxasTalk.com. I'll give you the phone number in a minute if you need a pencil. But please give. Religious liberty is under attack by the same people that I was talking about a moment ago. And listen, I'm always talking about Hillsdale College. If you even know what the word education means, I found this interesting because I didn't know. I love etymology, what words mean. It means to lead forth. That's education. Okay. Well, here's the question. Which way? Which way? And suddenly lead forth. Okay. When I was in college, the direction they were leading me in, the larger narrative, was an anti-American, anti-capitalism, anti-freedom message. What are you learning in college? Well, if you go to Hillsdale College, you're learning about the very concept of what is the good, the true, the beautiful, what is the role of America? What is American exceptionalism? This stuff is all important. But I say this not just because Hillsdale College is doing this for its undergraduates, but if you want to learn about Hillsdale and if you want to avail yourself of what they are offering you, which is listeners to the Eric Metaxas Show, all you have to do is go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. Please go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. You can get a free subscription to Imprimis. There's all kinds of stuff. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. They really want to educate everybody, not just their students. They're doing a heroic thing. So join them and join us in the fight by giving to Alliance Defending Freedom. The number is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. You can give right now. Please do. God bless you as you give.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.